Welcome, everybody, and happy Friday Eve. Tons of news happening today, as per usual, and we're going to break it all down for you on this program. We've got a great set of guests lined up. Big reports dropping today. The Wisconsin Policy Forum, as well as the Congressional Budget Office, and I like to call the WPF, Wisconsin CBO, both coming out with updated analyses of the impact of the big, brutal bill. Of course, the Wisconsin Policy Forum zeroing in on impacts here in Wisconsin. And the CBO's numbers also got a lift and an analysis from the Center for American Progress, again, with specific impacts in Wisconsin. So guess who we got for you lined up this afternoon? We got the Wisconsin Policy Forum and we got the Center for American Progress Action Fund. So we're going to be able to, again, put a lot of meat on the bone as to what the big brutal bill is going to be doing to working families here in Wisconsin. That's going to be our first hour after I bring you some breaking news. Then in the 5 o'clock hour, we want to open it up. We want to hear from all of you about what you think about the No Kings rallies that are coming up this Saturday. We're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to engage in some discussion. Today, there was an amicus brief filed in the lawsuit filed by the state of California challenging the president's deployment of both Marines and National Guard's troops without request of the governor to California. That amicus brief was signed by former U.S. Army and Navy secretaries and retired four-star admirals and generals spanning multiple presidential administrations, both Republicans and Democrats, and they have some words on this situation. So we're going to talk about all of that in the 5 o'clock hour. I know you all have been burning to share some of your thoughts. We're going to give you plenty of time to do that. Of course, it is also Civic Media's Sconny Summer Text to Win contest. And we are winding it up. We are in the second to last day. And if you have been playing along with us each day on this fine program, in the 4 o'clock hour, I drop a word of the day. And if you text that word of the day in via the Civic Media app, you'll either be entered to win this hour $100 or Brewers tickets. And that text message will enter you to win one of our grand prizes, a getaway to Wisconsin Dells or Door County, including gas money, so that Civic Media can help you start off your summer well. Let's get that little bit of fun out of the way, because then we need to turn to the breaking news of the day. The word of this hour in the Sconny Summer Text to Win contest is, boy, I wish it would warm up in this month of June. Your word is June. J-U-E-N. J-U-E-N. Text that in right now via the Civic Media app and go ahead and be entered to win some fun stuff. So again, we can hook you up and start your summer off well. The word is June, J-U-E-N. Yeah, what am I saying? J-U-E-N. I'm speaking and spelling in foreign languages that may or may not exist. Thank God I have a producer that knows when I'm not spelling correctly. It's June, like the month. Too much news. Too small brain. That's what's going on. June, you all know how to spell it. J-U-N-E. What? Good Lord. Okay. With that bit of business under our belts, let us turn to the breaking news of the day. Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, was giving a press conference. Now, if you haven't seen some of these recently, basically it's the secretary getting up there and throwing mugshots and talking about criminal records up on a screen, which, again, as a statistician and an economist, I don't think that's very helpful. Don't show me one off. Show me, like, what, how many people have you deported and how many of them are violent criminals? Just give me a number, because she wants to put up pictures of people who are not here legally who have committed crimes. Great. Let's just throw up a bunch of mugshots and pictures of citizens that have done terrible things. I mean, stupid. But to get back to it, she's giving a press conference, and a senator from the great state of California was at an open press conference. And when you're giving a press conference as a government official, you know, it's an open press conference. Anyways, the senator was there, wanted to ask the secretary a few questions, and it did not go well. We have the audio. Let's just take the audio and take a listen. The video, if you haven't seen it yet, more shocking, but the audio paints quite a picture. Take a listen, folks.
Sir, hands up. I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have questions for the secretary. Because the fact of the matter is, a half a dozen violent criminals that you're rotating on your...
On your back.
If you let my hands go, I put them behind my back.
All right. Cool.
One hand. Lay flat.
Other hand, sir.
There's no recording allowed out here in a hallway outside of a what you heard there was a sitting U.S. senator with questions for the Secretary of Homeland Security getting forcibly removed by my count when I watched the video, 3-4 officers forcibly taken to the ground and handcuffed. He was then detained. Breaking news within the last hour or so is that he has been released. He is no longer detained. His office issuing a statement. Senator Padilla is currently in Los Angeles exercising his duty to perform congressional oversight of the federal government's operations in LA and across California. He was in the federal building, in a public building, to receive a briefing with General Guillot and was listening to Secretary Noem's press conference. He tried to ask the secretary a question and was forcibly removed by federal agents, forced to the ground and handcuffed. He is not currently detained and we are working to get additional information. The Congressional Hispanic Caucus also responding to the afternoon's events, saying this is unacceptable, full stop. Senator Padilla attended an open press conference to engage in debate, to represent his state, and to do his job. We demand a full investigation and consequences for every official involved in this assault against a sitting U.S. senator. Senators and congresspeople, their primary jobs are allocating money, in other words, a budget, and we'll talk about that's where we're going with the Wisconsin Policy Forum and the Center for American Progress Action Fund. The other one is oversight. He was engaging in his official duties of oversight. And whether or not you think he should be asking a question, shouting out a question in a press conference, there were a million other ways to handle that other than basically assaulting a sitting senator, handcuffing him, and hauling him off. So that is the breaking news today. I have to tell you, watching the video nearly brought me to tears. This is political intimidation, and it is everywhere. Congress people, senators, judges, labor activists, and regular people exercising their First Amendment right. That is political intimidation. Also, breaking news relevant to the temporary detention of Senator Padilla, 6 GOP congressmen, so 6 Republican congressmen, have sent a letter requesting data on how many deportations under Trump 2.0 actually involved criminals. Their letter sent today requesting this data, quote, "We are also concerned that your limited resources may be stretched to pursue individuals that do not constitute an immediate threat to public safety." I don't know, like a senator, like a congresswoman, like a judge, like people working in the fields, maybe painting your house, maybe taking care of your kids, you know, hardworking folks. Unbelievable. Anyways, that is the breaking news. Had to bring that to you as we kick off this afternoon, and I'm going to tell my next guest, thank you for your patience with our breaking news this afternoon. Let me bring on Mark Sommerhauser, Wisconsin Policy Forum Communications Director and Policy Researcher. Mark, What is the major headline from the policy forum's analysis of the big, brutal bill? What can Wisconsinites expect if this, in fact, becomes law?
Yeah. Hey, Maggie, thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's a little difficult to boil it down to one little soundbite, but I'll do the best I can. Our report actually looked at the big, beautiful bill. It also looked at some of the funding cuts that the Trump administration has sought to impose unilaterally. So these are some of the things that folks may have seen, such as the cuts to staffing of veterans hospitals, some of the funding cuts that affect research institutions, including UW-Madison. So we kind of looked across this spectrum of funding cuts that have already been enacted, some of those that are being discussed in Congress. Our state is a little bit unique in that we actually receive less federal funding total than most other states. We rank 41st among the 50 states for the amount of per capita federal funding that we get. But that being said, federal funding still has an enormous impact in the state of Wisconsin and in Wisconsin's economy. Seniors, veterans, students, disabled and low-income individuals in particular rely on federal dollars enormously. And our report does a few things. It tries to look at just kind of the overall scope of those federal dollars. Where do they go in Wisconsin? And then, as you referenced, what would some of these, you know, funding cuts mean? It's a little difficult, too, with the legislation, because we've had a bill that's passed the House, the big, beautiful bill. It looks like it's going to probably see some significant changes to pass through the U.S. Senate. So it's kind of a moving target for our analysis, but we did the best we could kind of based on the information that we have right now.
Understood. One of the elements that I wanted to lift up from your report is that while Wisconsin on a relative basis receives slightly less than other states, again, on a relative basis, the reach of federal government funds in Wisconsin is way bigger than I think most people could even fathom. A conservative estimate around $86.46 billion. So I'm going to just call that round up a little, $87 billion in federal dollars coming into the state for an average of nearly $15,000 per person. We're going to continue to dig into the Wisconsin Policy Forum's analysis of the big brutal bill. We're not calling it the beautiful bill. It's a brutal bill with Mark Sommervold, Sommerhauser of the Wisconsin Policy Forum, their communications director. I'll learn how to speak English here in the break. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it locked. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.